Lord Jesus, here we are again. We gather together in your name. We want to hear your voice.
We want
you to speak to us.
We
commit this meeting to you today. You know each leader that's represented this morning. Pour out your spirit upon us. We want to be more filled with you. We want to be instruments in your hand. So we ask you to speak to every heart. Draw us and we will run after you. We've come together to adore you. I thank you for every one of the leaders. Pour out your spirit upon us. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way.
主耶稣,
we gather together in your name.
我们聚在一起,
and we've come to worship you.
我们来敬拜你。
We want more of you in our life and less of ourselves.
我们渴望你更多地来在我们的生命中，更少的自己。
We thank you that you came into the world to save us.
我们感谢你来到这个世上，为了来拯救我们。
You are born our Savior.
你生来是为着做我们的救主。
And you want to save us from ourselves.
你要救我们脱离自己。
We may be fully yielded to you.
好让我们完全地降服于你。
And you may stamp your image on our face.
好让你把你的形象印在我们的心里。
Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.
主啊, 请说, 仆人静听。
Thank you for your wonderful presence.
我们感谢你奇妙的同在。
Each of this group are shepherds on a hillside.
我们每一位都是在山上的一个牧羊人。
We ask that you will send your beautiful angel chorus to cheer our hearts.
我们恳求你差派你的天使合唱团来鼓舞我们的心灵。
You announce to all of us that you are our Savior.
你向我们宣告你是我们的救主。
We have heard your voice and we surrender to you.
我们已经听见你的声音，我们也要把自己降服于你。
Be glorified in our midst.
愿你在我们的中间得荣耀。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
为着耶稣的缘故，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you know, this is our very last leadership class of the year.
你知道这是我们今年最后一次的周一同工会。
And we want Jesus to visit us.
我们渴望耶稣来造访我们。
And we want to come and adore him.
我们要来敬拜他，爱慕他。
We want to worship him.
我们要来敬拜他。
Sister Alice is going to lead us in worship this morning, singing about Jesus.
圣秋姐妹要来带领我们今天早上来敬拜耶稣。
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
唯有耶稣是我题目。
唯有耶稣是我们的题目。 Hallelujah。 唯有耶稣是我题目， 的信息是耶稣，唯有耶稣是我歌赋，我所仰望是耶稣。唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，我们歌颂这耶稣，他是救主生命大夫，他是君王建国度。唯独耶稣是我救主，钉十字架替我舍身，流出宝血赎我罪愆，救我灵魂出死入生。唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，我们歌颂这耶稣，他是救主生命大夫，他是君王建国度。唯独耶稣是我称身，一切污秽宝血洗清，降下圣灵充满我心，使我的心日日更新。唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，我们歌颂这耶稣，他是救主生命大夫，他是君王建国度。唯独耶稣医我疾病，复活救主为我生命，圣徒天使抱住快来，设立乐国永远掌权。唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，我们歌颂这耶稣，他是救主生命大夫，他是君王建国度。唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，我们歌颂这耶稣，他是救主生命大夫，他是君王建国度。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。是的，唯有耶稣，唯有耶稣，他是我们一生所要定睛、所要追求的。哦，耶稣就是我们的一切，一切也在他之内。哦，他是我们所仰望的啊！哈利路亚，赞美主。是的，在这个世上没有赐下别的名号，我们可以靠着得救的。赞美主，哦，赞美主，赞美主，谢谢主，你为我们哦来到这个世上，为了拯救我们的罪，哦，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，你流出宝血救赎我们，哈利路亚，主啊，我们赞美你，我们说我们是属于你的，我们是属于你的，在这个感恩的季节，我们更多的要来歌颂你，赞美你。哦，主，你就是我们的君王，你是我们的大夫，赞美你，赞美你， 哈利路亚！我们欢迎这一位荣耀的君王，
哈
来到我们的里面，进入我们的当中，做我们一切的领导。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
哦，奇妙的耶稣。
He is here with us.
他就在这里跟我们在一起。
He wants us to look up and see him.
他要我们抬起头来仰望他。
He's standing in our midst.
他就站在我们中间。
Oh, Jesus is our message. Jesus is our theme.
哦，耶稣是我们的题目，耶稣是我们的信息。
And we draw near to him today.
今天我们要来亲近他。
You're very special to him.
你对他来说非常的特殊。
And you're very special to me too.
你对我来说也非常特别。
I love the leadership class.
我非常喜爱周一同工会。
Because I feel I can speak right out of my heart to you.
因为我感觉我可以直接从心里对你们说话。
To each one his servant, his vessel.
对每一位他的仆人，他的器皿。
And this year we have studied about being empty vessels.
今年我们学习了成为一个倒空的器皿，
That he may fill us with himself.
好让他以他自己来充满我们。
That's his desire to fill all of us with his own spirit.
那就是他的愿望，他要以他自己的灵充满我们每一位。
So we come together and say, Jesus, you are all we want.
所以我们来到一起，对他来说，主耶稣，你是我所要的一切。
We desire to lift you up.
我们渴望把你高高的举起来。
You said, if you would be lifted up, you would draw all men to yourself.
你说，你若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万民来归向你。
Make each one of us one of those shepherds that kneel to worship you.
让我们都成为那牧羊人中的一位，我们就是来跪拜你，来高举你。
We don't see any special gifts they had to give, but they came to worship.
我们没有看到他们带来任何特别的礼物。我们只是看到他们来敬拜你。
It had been revealed to them that you were the Savior.
你向他们启示，你就是救主。
And they bowed to worship you.
他们就俯伏敬拜你。
We bow our hearts to worship you too.
我们的心也来俯伏敬拜你。
Speak to us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，求你对我们说话。
Thank you for your glorious presence.
谢谢你荣耀的同在。
We believe for each one of the leaders that they will be strengthened with might in the inner man.
我们为着每一位领袖来相信，他们里面的人要被你刚强起来。
And we will go forth to proclaim your name.
我们就要往前行，来宣告你的名。
We'll lift you higher.
我们要更高的高举你。
That all will be drawn to you.
所有人都要被吸引来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name I ask, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名恳求，阿门。
There's a special word the Lord has put on my heart, and that He is the Word.
神在我心里放了一个特别的题目，就是他是那道。
In John's Gospel, first chapter, we read about Him.
在约翰福音的第一章，我们就读到他。
John 1:14 tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰福音第一章14节告诉我们， 道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
John is telling us that the very Word of God became flesh and blood.
约翰告诉我们，神的道亲自成为了有血有肉的肉身。
I think we can be like John this morning because we are beholding his glory.
我想我们今天都可以像使徒约翰一样，因为我们也看见了他的荣耀。
He is full of grace and truth.
他充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
You remember in John's gospel, Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life.
记得在约翰福音，主耶稣自己说："我就是道路、真理、生
I want to tell you about a testimony of a blessing I had yesterday.
"我想告诉你昨天我所得到的一个祝福。
A phone call from our youngest son in Canada.
我收到我在加拿大最小的一个儿子的电话。
It thrilled my heart. He's been memorizing the book of John.
他让我心里非常喜乐，因为他把约翰福音背下来了。
He has a job where it's very mundane. It's very easy to do. He watches a machine all day that's manufacturing metal.
他有一个很平凡的工作，就是他每天要守在机器旁边。看那个机器来制造一些金属。
And sometimes he works 12 hours in a day, and he takes a scripture along and memorizes in between watching the dials.
他有的时候要一天工作12个小时，所以他就带着神的话，在工作的间隙去默想那些神的话。
And he said, You know, the more I read and the more I memorize, I find it changes me in the daily life.
他说："你知道，我越多读神的话，越多来思想神的话，他就改变了我的日常生活。
He says, somehow it comes back to me in the middle of a decision, what I had just read.
”有的时候，在我做决定的时候，这些话语就回到我的心里，来帮助我。
Oh, that gave me such great joy that one of our sons is paying attention to the Word of God.
这给我带来何等大的喜乐！我们的儿子之一正在注意学习神的话。
I mentioned to him that we were having a class today, and the Lord had given me John chapter 1 to read to you.
我也告诉他，我们今天有一个聚会，我要跟大家来分享约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John 1 verses 1 to 5.
我们来看约翰福音第一章的第一节到第五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
生命在他里头。这生命就是人的光。
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And then the verse we've already read, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
我们刚才也读过14节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光， 正是父独生子的荣光。
In this chapter, we learn that the Word was in the beginning.
在这一章，我们学到太初就有道。
Right in the first chapter of Genesis.
在创世纪的第一章，
And the Word was God.
这道就是神。
The Word was with God and He was God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
Well, when we turn to the end of our Bible in Revelation 19:13, we read these words.
我们翻到启示录第19章第13节。
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
It's been coming to me how important is the Word, how we need to read the Word.
我就想到神的道，神的话是何等的重要，读神的话语是何等的重要。
Because the Word is God.
因为道就是神，
The Word is God speaking to us.
道就是神在对我们说话。
He wants to open our ears that we may hear His voice.
他渴望开通我们的耳朵，好让我们听见他的声音。
Jeremiah tells us in chapter 15, verse 16, your words were found and I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
耶利米书15章16节告诉我们：“耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
That's what God wants us to do. He wants to give us joy and rejoicing, and we have it as we take time to read His Word.
”这就是神想要赐给我们他的喜乐。他的欢喜快乐，当我们读他的话语，接受他的话语，我们的心中就充满欢喜快乐。
There's another prophet, Ezekiel chapter 3.
另外一位先知书，以西结书第3章，我们来读。
Starting in verse 1 to verse 3 of Ezekiel 3.
以西结书3章1到3节。
Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel.
他对我说：“人子啊，要吃你所得的，要吃这书卷，好去对以色列家讲说。
So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll.
”于是我开口，他就使我吃这书卷。
And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and feed your stomach with the scroll that I give you.
又对我说：“人子啊，要吃我所赐给你的这书卷，充满你的肚腹。
And he says the same thing Jeremiah says. I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness.
”以西结就跟耶利米一样的说：“我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。”
You found how sweet it is to read the Bible.
你有没有发现读神的话是何等的甘甜呢？
Is it the joy and rejoicing of our heart?
它就是我们心中的欢喜快乐。
Many times, as teachers and leaders, as you are, we read the word to preach a sermon.
很多时候，我们的老师们、同工们、领袖们，当我们读神的话，我们就来传讲神的话。
Or we search through the word to be sure the scriptures are right of what we're going to talk about.
我们会来翻圣经，确信我们所传讲的是从神而来的话。
But oh, how we need to remember the Word of God is His love letter to us.
我们何等需要来记得，神的话是他写给我们的情书。
If you would look in one of my dressers, you would see I have a stack of letters that my husband sent me when we were separated.
如果你看一看我家的橱柜，我橱柜里有很大一摞我先生写给我的情书，是在我们俩分开的时候他写给我的。
He was in Canada and I was in the USA, and it was over 30 years ago.
当时他在加拿大，我在美国，这是在30年前的事。
You'd be interested to see how loving and kind my husband was in writing to me.
你可以看到我的先生给我写情书的时候是多么的充满了爱。
And then I found in one of his drawers that he had a group of letters I had written to him.
我在打开他的抽屉，我也发现他也保存了我写给他的情书。
One time when I was going with Pastor Chow to Malaysia and Mrs. Chow, I opened my suitcase and here was a love card from my husband for our anniversary.
有一次，我跟着周牧师和师母去马来西亚旅行的时候，我打开我的行李箱，我发现我先生写给我一个精美的卡片。
Right away, I showed it to Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy, and Pastor Chow never could forget how Jim put that secretly into my suitcase.
我马上就给周牧师和师母看。周牧师从那以后就从来没有忘记过我先生是怎样偷偷的把那个卡片放在我的行李箱里。
He said, "I didn't realize Brother Jim is so much in love with you."
周牧师说：“哦，我没想到继母弟兄是这样的跟你相爱。”
And from different times, he would remind me, "Look how your husband loves you."
很多次他就提醒我，他说：“你的先生真的很爱你。
That's the way God wants us to feel about His love letter to us.
”这也是神多么的想要我们认识到他对我们的情书，也是这样的充满了他的爱意。
He's given us His word. He wants it to be the rejoicing of our heart.
他赐给我们他的话语，好让我们的心里充满了他的欢喜快乐。
He wants it to be like honey in sweetness.
他渴望这些话语在我们的口中极其甘甜。
And not just a manual that we study and know a great deal about.
它不只是一个手册，让我们这样的学习，知道关于神的事。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 that knowledge puffs us up.
保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们，知识让我们自高自大。
You can be the most educated minister, teacher. But are you a lover?
你可以成为最有知识的教师或者讲道的人，但你是否是一位真的爱人呢？
Have you fallen in love with him?
你有没有爱上他？
The Lord Jesus is looking for a bride.
主耶稣在寻找心腹。
He's looking for someone he can give his love letters to.
他在寻找那些人，他可以把他的情书赐给他。
He wants us to treasure them.
他要我们来宝贝这些情书，
He wants to speak to us.
他要对我们说话，
He is the Word.
他就是那道。
Oh, of course, when we read something wonderful, we like to share it with others.
当然，当我们读到一些宝贝的话语，我们渴望跟别人分享。
But first, he wants it to be very personal and intimate.
但当我们读他话语的时候，他渴望跟我们是这样的个人化，这样的亲密。
He wants to be very personal with each one of us.
他渴望跟我们每一个人有这样个人的关系。
Not just so we can be great teachers to others, but that we may find him for ourselves.
不是让我们成为对别人的一个伟大的教师。而是让我们自己来找到他。
So God said this to Jeremiah and Ezekiel, "Eat the word."
所以神对于西结，对耶利米说：“你要吃我的话。
As I traveled with Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy to many countries, even as far as Australia, I saw that they loved the Word of God.
”我跟周牧师和师母旅行到很多的国家，甚至到了澳大利亚，我发现他们非常爱神的话。
And I was amazed as Pastor preached in every place we went. How much he knew the Bible.
在我们所去的很多的地方，我都很惊讶，周牧师是这样的熟悉圣经。
He didn't need notes like I have. He just quoted it. He had studied the word for himself.
他不需要像我这样写笔记，他就是这样直接的引用神的话，因为他已经把它们记在心里。
I have a new convert in the church where I go, just saved 2 years, and they asked me, maybe I should go to college and study the Bible.
在我们的教会有一个新信主的人，他已经信主2年了。他说：“我是否应该去神学院学习圣经
I said, could we maybe get together sometimes and study the Bible?
？”他说：“我们可不可以聚在一起来学圣经
I said, well, come any time. We'll read the book of John together.
？”我跟他说：“你任何时候都可以来，我们就一起来读约翰福音。”
She's hungry for more of Jesus.
他饥渴的要得着更多的耶稣。
And I want to stay hungry for Jesus.
我也渴望一直保持对耶稣的渴慕。
I want to have an appetite for the word.
我想要一直对神的话有胃口。
The psalmist tells us in Psalm 119, how can man cleanse his way?
诗人在诗篇119篇告诉我们，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young woman cleanse her way?
一个少女用什么洁净她的行为呢？
By taking heed according to your word.
是要遵循你的话。
In verse 11, of that long chapter 119, we have these words.
诗篇119篇，这是一个很长的诗篇。第11节说道
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
：“我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Such a joy it was to me to hear my son say, I'm memorizing it, I'm memorizing it. But when something comes up in the daily life, suddenly it'll come back to me.
所以我非常喜乐，听到我的儿子说：“我都记下来了，我记下来了。”当生活中出现一些事情的时候，这些话语就会临到我。
It shows me the right direction to take.
他就指示我该走的正确的方向。
I said, it's because Jesus is cleansing his heart as he reads the word.
我说这是因为当他读神话语的时候，主耶稣就在洁净他的心。
And it's a beautiful word that we can hide his word in our heart. Hide it.
他的话语是何等的美好，我们可以把他的话藏在我们的心里。
It makes me think of the computer. I can't pull up certain things off of my laptop if I haven't put something into it.
这是我想到我们使用电脑的时候，如果我们没有事先把一些文件存在电脑里，我们就没有办法把它调出来。
Information has already been fed into the computer.
因为这些信息、这些档案已经事先存在电脑里了，
That's how you can pull it up.
那就是为什么你就可以把它取出来。
It's the way it is, the Word of God. We hide it in our heart. If we don't hide it, if we don't take time to read it and hide it, we can't pull it out.
神的话也是这样。如果我们不花时间把神的话藏在我们的心里，存在我们的心里，我们就没有办法把它取出来。
Oh, how we need to read the Bible to find Jesus Christ.
哦，我们何等的需要读神的话来寻见耶稣基督。
It's easy to neglect the word. The enemy is always trying to have us busy with other things.
我们很容易忽略神的话，仇敌常常使我们忙碌于生活中别的事。
Some things are necessary to be done, but we must not allow the enemy to cause us to be so busy we cannot take time to read the word.
生活中有很多的事需要处理，但是我们绝不可以让仇敌使我们这样的忙碌，以至于我们没有时间来读神的话语。
You know, when trouble comes to us, sometimes we pick up the phone and we call a good friend.
当患难临到的时候，有的时候我们就是拿起电话来跟好朋友打电话。
Oh, how we need to reach for the Word of God and see what He would say to us.
而我们是何等的需要来打开神的话，来听他要对我们所说的话，
See how He would comfort us.
看他要怎样的来安慰我们，
How the word would increase our faith
他的话要怎样的来加增我们的信心，
to believe him for miracles.
信靠他会行神迹。
We have a couple requests to pray for dear precious friends that are battling cancer.
最近我们有一些带到请求，为一位亲爱的朋友祷告，他正在与癌症征战。
Oh, and how wonderful it is to have the Word of God comfort them.
Oh, 何等的美好，我们有神的话来安慰他。
When we give them the Word that, oh, He is the Lord that heals us.
我们就把神的话给他，他是那医治我们的耶和华。
That He will be with us in trouble.
但急难中，他与我们同在。
That he will never leave us. He will never forsake us.
他绝不离弃我们，绝不丢下我们。
These are words of life that we can hold on to.
这都是一些生命的话语，我们可以持守的。
The entrance of his word giveth life.
当我们进入他的话语，我们就得到他的生命。
We read the Bible to find Jesus Christ.
我们读圣经来寻见耶稣基督。
As John has said in the first book, He is the Word.
就像约翰在约翰福音第一章所说的，他就是道。
In the very beginning, and that's what Genesis means, the beginning was the Word.
他从起初就有，那也是创世纪所说的太初就有的道。
Even Revelation tells us what His name is. His name is the Word.
就连启示录也告诉我们他的名字是什么，他的名字就是神之道。
In the Old Testament, Jesus is concealed.
在旧约圣经里，耶稣是隐藏的。
In the New Testament, he's revealed.
在新约圣经里，他被启示出来。
Oh, but if he is concealed in the Old Testament, I have come to love the Old Testament.
哦，如果他在旧约里是隐藏的，我就非常喜爱读旧约圣经。
Everything in there is easy to understand if we have an interpreter.
如果我们有一位解释者来跟我们解释他的内容，旧约圣经的一切内容就变成可喜爱的。
When I'm in a Chinese prayer meeting, I'm so glad to have an interpreter tell me what people are praying about.
当我在一个祷告会里，别人都讲中文的时候，我非常高兴有人为我把它翻成英文。
And I think every one of us have an interpreter for the Old Testament.
我相信我们每一位也都有一位这样的翻译者，把旧约圣经为我们翻译出来。
The interpreter is the Holy Spirit.
这翻译者，这位解释者就是我们的圣灵。
He's the best teacher.
他是最好的老师。
We turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14.
我们翻到约翰福音14章。
Verse 16, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
第十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
He's the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。
But you know him, for he dwells with you.
你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。
And he will be in you.
也要在你们的里面。
Yes, that's the Holy Spirit speaking that you know him, you know Jesus. He dwells with you. He dwelt with them, but he wanted to dwell in them.
圣灵就在这里说：“是的，你们认识耶稣，你们认识耶稣，他渴望住在你们的里面。”
That became possible because Jesus shed his blood to cover our sin.
这成为可能，是因为主耶稣为我们流出了他的宝血，洗净了我们的罪。
Made it possible for the promise of the Father that he would indwell us.
他使这件事成为可能，好让父所应许的圣灵来住在我们的里面。
Even the book of Ezekiel tells us that God said, I want to put my spirit in them.
就连以西结也说，神要把他的灵放在我们的里面。
That was the only way we were going to be able to serve him with a pure heart.
那是唯一的一条道路，可以让我们以一个清洁的心来服侍他。
In John 15, verse 26,
约翰福音15:26。
when the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
So we need to be ask the Lord to fill us with his Spirit.
所以我们要请求他以他的灵来充满我们。
Amazed me when I heard Pastor Chow say in one of the meetings in Asia, the Holy Spirit is Jesus' other self.
当周牧师在亚洲的一个聚会里说这句话的时候，我非常的惊讶。他说：“圣灵就是耶稣的另外一个自己。
When he walked the face of the earth, that was in human form.
”当他在地上行走的时候，他是以人的身份行走。
But he said, it's necessary that I leave you.
但他说：“我必须要离开你们。”
Because then I'll send my spirit to live in you.
因为这样，我好把我的灵差遣下来，住在你们的里面，
That was going to make all the difference.
那就要使一切变成不一样了。
Hallelujah, for a full baptism.
哈利路亚，为的一个充满的灵境。
As we read his word, we are partaking of his spirit.
当我们读他话语的时候，我们就在领受他的灵。
Read the word to find him.
我们要读他的话来寻见他。
He wants it to be a personal walk with him.
他渴望我们跟他的同行是个人的同行。
Not simply to prepare for your cell group. But so you know him yourself.
不只是为着来带领小组，而是为着你自己来认识他。
And if you don't understand something that you're reading in the Old Testament or the New, ask him to interpret it for you.
如果在旧约圣经或者新约圣经里一些话语你不了解、不明白，你可以求问他，让他来为你解释，
Let him reveal himself to you.
让他把他自己启示给你。
We find him promised to us even from the book of Genesis.
我们发现，就连在创世纪里，他也在向我们启示他自己，启示他的应许。
In that third chapter, we have the promise of redemption.
在创世纪3章，我们就读到他那救赎的应许。
And all the way through till his appearing. We have a picture of him.
直到他显现的日子，我们就得到这样一幅他的图画。
Oh, I pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret the scripture to you.
哦，我恳求圣灵要来为你们解释圣经。
You will see Jesus in every page.
你就会在圣经的每一页看见耶稣。
Oh, how we need to know him better.
哦，我们何等需要更深的认识他。
He's speaking to us through his word.
他在透过他的话语对我们说话。
Yes, I love waiting in his presence. I love it when he comes so specially to us.
是的，我非常喜爱安静等候神。我非常喜爱当他这样的临到我们的时候。
Just like he's with us this morning, he's here by his spirit.
正像今天早晨，他这样的与我们同在，借着他的圣灵。
His message to us is get to learn more about me as you read my word.
他对我们的信息是。借着读我的话，更多的认识我，
Get to know your Bible.
要来认识你的圣经。
There's nothing like that personal revelation by the power of the Holy Spirit.
没有什么像他借着他的圣灵，向我们个人的启示他自己更为美好的了。
That word will stay with you forever.
他的话要永远的存在你的心里。
The world passes away and the lust thereof, but the word of God stands forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯有神的道永远长存。
Think of all the wonderful teachers I have had of the inner life.
当我想到在内在生活中我所拥有的很多的老师，
I lived with one teacher for 8 years.
我跟其中一位老师同住了8年。
She was a student of Martha Wing Robinson.
他是罗炳森师母的学生。
And she taught me how to wait quiet in the presence of the Lord.
他教导我安静等候神，在神的同在里。
And desire him more than anything else.
渴慕他超过世上的一切。
Then I lived in another faith home in Canada where a woman, pastor's wife, that really walked with Jesus.
我也在加拿大的另外一个地方跟另外一位老师同住，她是一位牧者的妻子。
And she often taught about eat the word, eat the word.
她常常教导我们要吃神的话，要吃神的话。
If you feel famished or you feel faint, it's because you need to eat.
当你感到饥饿，当你感到头昏的时候，那是因为你需要吃东西。
And Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，
Is bread to us.
他就是我们的粮食。
He feeds our souls with his own precious word.
他以他自己宝贵的话语来喂养我们的灵魂。
But you know, my own dear mother studied the Bible, and these teachers studied, but now they've all gone to heaven.
你知道，包括我自己亲爱的母亲也教我读神的话语，还有这些亲爱的老师们，但是他们都到天上去了。
Even our precious Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow have gone to meet the Lord.
就连我们亲爱的周牧师和周师母也去与主同在了。
But the Word of God will go on for all time and into eternity.
但神的话却要存到永远。
Oh, get to know your Bible. Read it like our Pastor Chow read it.
哦，要来认识你的圣经，熟悉你的圣经，就像我们周牧师一样的来读它。
All the truths of the Bible will lead us to the feet of Jesus.
圣经里的所有真理都会带领我们到耶稣的脚前。
That's the goal, to be at the feet of Jesus.
那就是我们的目标，来到耶稣的脚前。
Those words were spoken by Martha Wing Robinson.
这些话是罗宾森师母说的。
She read the Bible over and over and over, but all of the truth there, she said, leads us to the feet of Jesus.
他一遍又一遍地读了圣经，但是他说，圣经里所有的真理都带领我们到耶稣的脚前。
The Bible, through the Holy Spirit, is a searchlight into our heart.
因着圣灵的工作，圣经就成为一个探照灯一样来检查我们的灵魂。
It shows us our great need of Him.
它向我们显示我们对他何等大的需要。
Oh, as Jesus told us, the Spirit will correct us, it'll reprove us.
就像主耶稣告诉我们的，圣灵来要让我们知罪，他要来改正我们。
Oh, Jesus, give us a hunger for your word.
哦，主耶稣赐给我们对你话语的饥渴。
Let us hunger for it more than our necessary food.
让我们饥渴的要得着你的话语超过食物。
That we can find you in the word.
好，让我们在你的话语里寻见你。
And your bride finds it as her love letter from her bridegroom.
好，让你的心腹发现这是他的新郎写给他的情书。
And those that are sick and afflicted find comfort in the word.
那些生病的，那些在苦难中的人，发现在你的话语中带给他们安慰。
Faith itself comes by hearing the word of God.
信道是从听道来的。
As we read your word, it kindles faith in our heart.
当我们读你话语的时候，它就点燃我们心里对你的信心。
The children of Israel didn't believe your word.
哦，以色列人不相信你的话。
They wandered in the wilderness all those years.
他们很多年流荡在旷野里。
And they weren't able to enter the promised land.
他们就没有办法进入应许之地，
For one reason, they didn't believe.
只有一个原因，因为他们不信从。
Oh, Jesus, don't let us fail by not reading your word.
Oh, 主耶稣，不要让我们失败，仅仅因为我们不读你的话。
Let it be that lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
让你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That when others come and go and life changes, that we still have the solid, firm foundation of the Word of God.
虽然人们来来去去，他们离开我们，但是我们仍然有着稳固的根基，建立在你的话语之上。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
And when you go to class, like we're in class today, we're in leadership class, it came to me that I could give you an assignment.
当我们来到一节课堂上，就像我们今天在周一同工会，这也是一个课堂，我就想到我可以给你们布置一些作业。
If you follow the formula, you can do the assignment in 10 days.
你们可以在10天之内完成这些作业，
You can do it before Christmas.
就是在圣诞节之前。
I want you to study, read the book of Genesis.
我想让你们来研读《创世纪》这本书。
Get to know it, get to read it. Read it on your knees, read it in the morning, read it at night.
来读这卷书，跪在地上读这卷书，早晨来读，晚上来读。
If you look at the Old Testament, it covered a period of about 2,000 years.
如果你读旧约圣经，你会发现它跨过了2000年的年代。
But the book of Genesis covers half of that time. The first 11 chapters of Genesis, just 11 chapters, covers 1,000 years.
而《创世纪》这本书就横跨了1000年之久，就在前11章的内容就跨过了1000年的年代。
So, in real time, the book of Genesis is the beginning.
所以，《创世纪》是我们一切时间的开始，
That's what it means, the beginning.
这就是它的意思，起初，开始。
It told us the need of a savior.
他告诉我们，人类需要一位救主。
All the redemption in the New Testament started with the degeneration in the book of Genesis.
新约里所有救恩的内容，都是从创世纪的起初就开始的。
There are 50 chapters in the book.
创世纪一共有50章。
I thought if we all would read 5 chapters a day for the next 2 weeks, we would read the whole book through, just 5 chapters one day at a time.
所以我想，我们如果每天读5章，在后面的2个礼拜之内，我们就可以读完。
Some of you may be fast readers, some of us are slow. I'm a slow reader.
我们中有些人读得很快，有些人读得很慢，我是读得比较慢的。
But you just do this and look for Jesus. Look for what he's saying to you.
但当我们读的时候，我们就是来仰望耶稣，来等候他对你所说的话。
Ask the Holy Spirit to be your interpreter.
恳求圣灵成为你的解释者。
And if something especially impresses your heart, God's speaking to you, I'd like you to write it down. It doesn't have to be long, it can be just some short thought. And I'd like you to report that to one of the coordinators.
如果有一些话特别感动你的心，我想请你把它写下来，不需要很长，就是有一些特别感动你心的，你就可以把它写下来，跟同工们之一来联络。
Those in China can text Mercy, and those in Taiwan can text Sister Emma, and those in the US and beyond, Sister Alice, Sister Jenny. You men can even allow Brother Jeff know, our 5 coordinators.
在国内的家人可以把你的感动发给子祥姐妹，在台湾的可以发给 Emma 姐妹，在美国的可以发给盛秋、小静，甚至慧杰弟兄。
Let Jesus speak to your heart.
当耶稣对你的心说话。
Pray, I have found it so much better if I say to the Lord, speak to me.
我发现，当我祷告说：“主耶稣，求你对我说话”，他就使我这样的更好的来认识他的话。
I am troubled in the faith home in Zion by the person who did the Bible lessons. She spoke in a kind of a very modern language. I don't know how to say it. She would use terms that I wasn't familiar with. And I said to Jesus, help me, Lord, help me to understand this lesson. And it would come. It would come automatically. It would come. I could understand what she was meaning.
当我在锡安城的信心家庭的时候，有一位老师教课的时候，我心里非常的为难，因为他用了很多现代的词汇，是我没有办法了解的，所以我就祷告说：“耶稣，求你帮助我，耶稣帮助我。”然后忽然之间，他所教导的我就全都明白了。
The best professor of the scripture is the Holy Spirit.
最好的圣经教师。 就是我们的圣灵。
You are learning to follow the Holy Spirit.
你们在学习跟随圣灵，
Let him interpret it to you.
让他把这些话语解释给你听。
So that's very practical. I thought we can be practical in our sessions. And as your teacher, this leadership class, I'm giving you assignment. 5 chapters every day will take you right through in 10 days of the whole book of Genesis.
所以，让我们实际的操练。因为我是这堂课的老师，我就给你们布置一个作业，每一天来读《创世纪》5章，然后把你们的感动交通给同工们。
The very first word is in the beginning, God.
在第一节说：“起初，神。”
As John says, in the beginning was the Word.
约翰福音说：“太初有道。”
I don't know how the Lord will have us do, but I just felt that He wants to speak to you. He wants to be personal, not something you're going to teach about, but something for your lifetime.
所以我不知道主要怎样做，但是我感到主要让我们来读神的话，让它成为你个人的帮助。它不是让我们读神的话好来教导别人，而是让他的话成为我们的生命。
I'm believing the Holy Spirit to give you a special light, something new, something fresh.
我相信圣灵要给你们一些特别的亮光，新鲜的亮光。
And if you don't feel it's, it, I would like to have you choose some part of it, maybe just a little part, to tell your coordinator what Jesus is saying to you.
也许你可以选择一小部分你所领受的，不需要很长，就是告诉同工们你所得到的。
And then when we have our next leadership class in 2 weeks, Pastor Ruth is going to receive some of those reports. Maybe not all of them, but just some idea of how the Lord is speaking to you. We won't have to publish any names, but just how the Lord's speaking generally.
在2个礼拜以后，郭牧师带的同工会上，他就可以来分享这其中的一些领受。我们不需要把你们的名字说出来，我们只是大概的分享你们所领受的内容。
Before the new year, we realize that we have, time-wise, we have gone through half of the Old Testament, time-wise.
在新年之前，我们就把《创世纪》读完了，这是整本圣经年代的一半。
We'll see how the Lord leads us in the future. I'm just going by what the Lord showed me for this month of December.
我们要看神怎样的带领我们，这只是神所带领我的。
Let's close this year at the feet of Jesus.
让我们结束这一年的时候是在耶稣的脚前。
No matter what's going on in the world, God's word is eternal.
无论世界上在发生什么，神的话是存到永远的。
God is with us.
神与我们同在，
He wants us to hear His voice.
他愿意我们听见他的声音。
When darkness settles over the world, you know where he wants us to hide?
当遍地满了黑暗，你知道他要我们藏在哪里？
He wants us to hide in him.
他要我们藏身于他自己。
He wants us to find him.
他要我们来寻见他。
Some of us have known him for many years, but there's always something new and fresh to learn.
我们很多人已经认识他很多年了，但是总是有一些新鲜的功课要学。
Even when we have trials in our flesh or trials in our physical being,
即使在我们的肉身上有一些试炼。
that's the time when we run to the Word.
在那样的时刻，我们就要奔向他的话语。
Because Jesus said to us, He is the Word.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，他就是道。
One word that came to me praying for a friend that has been diagnosed with cancer was that he will keep them in perfect peace because their mind is stayed on him and they trust in him. They trust in him.
当我为一位亲爱的患癌症的朋友祷告的时候，神的话临到我，坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Our lives are in His hand.
我们的生命在他的手中。
They're not in the enemy's hand. They're not in the sickness's hand. They're in His hand.
我们的生命不在仇敌手中，不在疾病手中。乃是在神手中。
Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们或活或死，都是主的人。
And he is able to save those that trust in him.
他有能力来拯救那些信靠他的人。
And we will take time right now to pray for Elder Lee.
让我们花一些时间来为李长老祷告。
Lord, we bring Brother Elder Lee to you.
主耶稣，我们把李长老带到你的面前。
We thank you for his courage
我们感谢你为着他的勇气和信心。
and his eyes are fixed on you.
他的眼目定睛在你身上。
We will pray that you will help him through the chemotherapy treatment.
我们向你来恳求，帮助他来经历化疗。
We know that we live by a life that's not our own. We live by the life of the Son of God.
我们知道，我们不是凭着自己的生命而活，我们是借着在我们里面神儿子的生命而活。
You're the one who loved us and gave yourself for us.
你是爱我们、为我们舍己的那一位。
And our other precious friend, who also just had diagnosis of cancer, we pray for her too.
我们还有另外一位宝贵的朋友，他也最近刚刚。诊断有癌症，我们也为他来祷告。
We say, like Joshua and Caleb did. Whose report shall we believe?
我们要像约书亚和加勒一样，我们要听谁的信息呢？
I'm going to have to face series and series of chemotherapy.
当他们面临一系列一系列的化疗。
Our trust is in the Lord.
我们把他们信靠在主的手中，
We place these dear ones in your hands.
我们把这些亲爱的家人放在你的手中。
And we pray that you will let a stream of life flow through their bodies.
我们恳求你，让你那生命的活水涌流在他们的身体里。
There, you are well able to save and to heal.
主，你足能够医治他们，拯救他们。
You are the mighty conqueror, even of cancer.
你是大能的主宰者，甚至包括癌症，你都能征服。
We believe nothing is too hard for you.
我们相信，在你没有难成的事。
As you've told us, can there be anything too hard for the Lord?
就像你所告诉我们的，在神岂有难成的事吗？
So we commit these dear ones to you that are suffering physically.
所以我们把这些亲爱的家人，他们正在遭受病患，放在你的手中。
And we'll keep our eyes fixed on you.
我们把我们的眼目定睛于你。
You are the giver of life.
你是赐生命的那一位。
You came that we might have life and have it more abundant.
你来了，就是让我们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And as Paul would say, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
就像保罗所说的，或活或死，我们总是主的人。
You wait to carry us if you take us home.
你会带我们，如果是你要带我们去天家。
Or you can keep it until you return.
你也可以保守我们直到你再来的日子，
Nothing is too hard for you.
在你没有难成的事。
We claim your word
我们宣告你的话语，
that you are the Lord, our keeper.
你是我们的主，你是我们的保守者。
Keep them, Lord. Keep them close to your heart.
主，求你保守他们，保守他们靠近你的心怀。
Strengthen them with might in the inner man.
以你的大能大力，让他们里面的人刚强起来。
I love the declaration in the book of Job. In all of his suffering, he said, "Yet in my flesh I'll see God. I know my Redeemer lives."
我非常喜爱约伯的宣告，他说：“然而，在我的肉身之外，我要看见神。到末了，他必站立在地上。
We know our Redeemer.
”我们知道我们的救赎主活着。
And we commit them into your great keeping.
我们把他们交在你的手中，让你来保守他们。
Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠着你的灵。
They are more than conquerors.
他们得胜有余，
Because of Jesus.
因着耶稣的缘故。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
The Lord is here among us. Ask the teachers to pray for us this morning.
主在我们中间，我们请老师们为我们祷告。
If the Lord leads you, I saw two with us, at least.
让神来带领你们。
Hallelujah，赞美主！亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你今天的话语，感谢你把你的灵赐给我们，你的灵就在我们的里面来帮助我们，也感谢你赐下你的话，你的话跟你的灵是分不开的。你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。主，我们感谢你，求你帮助我们线上的家人们、同工们，让我们更渴慕你，也渴慕你的话。我们渴慕你的话，我们也渴慕你的充满。我们就是要单单的要你，单单的被你充满。叫我们的生命因着你的灵，因着你的话而被改变。主啊，帮助我们更多的制作我们，借助你的话语，借助你的灵在我们的里面，带我们进入一切的真理，向我们启示。主啊，因着你的话，我们才能够真正的认识你。透过你的话，我们才知道你的心意。主啊，叫我们把你的话当作食物吃了，而让我们不只是吃了，我们也能够来遵从你的话，遵守你的话。主啊，你说有了你的命令又遵守的，这人是爱你的。主啊，今天我们要爱你，我们就要遵守你的话。我们求你继续借助你的话。对我们说话，尤其接下来我们有这个功课，我们要读这个创世纪。主啊，帮助我们借着创世纪，跟我们线上的每一位同工们、家人们来说话，来向我们启示，向我们显现。主啊，我们感谢你，我们再次的把今天马上牧师所带出来的。将你的话藏在我们的心里，免得我们得罪你。主啊，我们感谢你，我们感恩感谢，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Hallelujah,
阿门。
Hallelujah. 哦，那帮晓得不得。
亲爱的主，我们要感谢赞美，谢谢主，今天在这个聚会中，玛莎牧师所释放出来的话，这个信息就是让我们注视圣经所说的每一句话，因为它是圣灵所感动你的先知使徒，把应许的话赏赐给我们的，每一句话都是炼净的，都是宝贵的。我们找不出没有一句不是给我们的。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢主，让我们读的时候，因为这是圣灵感动而来的启示而来的，我们要圣灵在我们当中。当我们读的时候，我们需要圣灵的引导，让我们不是读在疑问，让我们读在圣灵里面的深处，里面的含义，神的心意。谢谢主，主啊，我们真是感谢你。我们常说这不是家书而已，更是情书。谢谢主，赞美主的恩典。今天再一次的被提醒，再一次的把我们的心更紧密的带回到主你的面前来。谢谢主耶稣我们当也要为李长老还有我们的一位姐妹同工来为他们祈求祷告。真的是主，你能够做一切人所不能做的，也只有主你能够医治医生人所不能医治的。主啊，我们将所有身体软弱的仰望在主你的恩手，愿主施恩怜悯，眷顾我们每一位。感谢赞美主。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
Amen. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你。我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。主啊，因为今天你亲自在呼召我们，呼召我们要来读你的话，因为你的话是写给我的，也是写给你的，写给今天我们在线上每一位家人的。是主写给我们的情书，主啊，过去我们不知道怎么读圣经，主啊，让我们从今天开始，我们要像读情书一样来读你的话。哦，主耶稣，让我们每一个人感受到自己是何等的被爱，主耶稣何等的珍贵我们。你留下你的话，而且你一再的要我们来读。今天你更是借着牧师的口来呼召我们，快点来读，快点来读。我写给你的情书这么久，你还没有好好的来读。哦，主啊，愿我们每一个人的心都被激励，里边充满了感动，充满了欢喜。我们真的要认认真真的来读，主啊，我们要靠着圣灵来读，我们要默想来读，我们要做笔记来读，我们要一边读一边听，一边读一边思想的来读。主啊，因为这是你写给我的，我怎么能再不认真来读？我要把每一个字，每一个字都读出你的声音，都读到你的爱，都读到你的心意。主啊，谢谢你，你的话会使我们有力量，你的话会使我们的心里边更多多的充满爱。 主耶稣，我们每一位今天在线上的100多位，哦，我们今年还有很多人申请要加入这个同工的团队。我今天想，巴不得他们今天就已经进来了，能够听到神的这个呼召。我们要好好的来读圣经，我不是要再让别人来教我，我要直接的从我读圣经当中，圣灵自己来教我，我要亲自读到耶稣在对我说话，他在对我微笑，他在鼓励我，他在安慰我，他在对我说我爱你。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，这是你对我们今天每一位同工所说的，你要我们好好的来读圣经。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你，这是我们往校的另一个新，也是一个新的开始。主啊，我们要自己好好认认真真的来读，而且要做一个好学生，要来完成作业，要把我领受的写出来跟别人分享，也是交给我的主说，主啊，我这样领受对不对？谢谢主，哈利路亚。主啊，包括我们当中有生病的，有软弱的，像我们刚才为之代祷的李长老，还有另一位姐妹，另一位同工，我知道今天也在当中。主啊，我知道今天也是你对他们所说的话，可能他一这样读起来，整个人都会不一样，会得医治，会被圣灵充满，会满了喜乐跟平安。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。我们亲爱的同工们，让我们从今天开始都来回应这个呼召。好好的来读圣经，我自己要跟主有一个全新的开始，借着来读他的话。赞美主，我们每一位都可以成为教师，但是我们每一位先来成为他的爱人，借着他的话语。赞美主，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。Amen。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
啊，是的，主耶稣，我们想到你心里是何等的甘甜，谢谢你赐下这本圣经，每天跟我们讲着恩爱的话，谢谢你赐下圣灵保惠师。是我们最好的圣经的老师，因此主啊，让我们都来学习在圣灵里读圣经，让我们都来学习，让你在我们读不懂的地方，你会让我们停下来仰望你，等候你，你亲自来开启。哦，主耶稣，我们。说谢谢你给我们这样的福分，好像是跟你面对面领受你直接的教导。哦，主啊，你要把这一份都已经赏赐给线上的每一个亲爱的家人了。主啊，我们都要来好好的享受这样的第一手接受圣灵亲自教导。亲自来开启话语的福分，因此主啊，我们不再急着要去找解经书什么的，我们乃是来等候你，哈利路亚，来跟随你走走停停，
好嘞，这
接
样。
下你每一天给我们的智慧的话语、生命的话语，主啊，你这本书是我们读一辈子生命的书。是跟我们讲述着每一天我们所发生、所面临的每一件事情，它的生命的意义，向我们启示这里面 的真理。主耶稣，你非常非常的爱我们，一切都在你的这本厚厚的书里头向我们诉说各样你已经显明的或者隐藏的爱。主啊，求赐给我们一颗饥渴慕义的心，如露切慕溪水，让我那样干渴的要迫切的需要坐在你面前来领受亲自的教导。哦，主耶稣，给我有耐心来等候，来领受你那美不可胜收的亲自的教导。主，我们多么需要每一天这样来吃喝你的话，就是你自己的生命。主，谢谢你，我们若不是靠着你的话，我们早就灭亡了。所以你告诉我们，我们活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠着神的话语。主啊，哈利路亚，把这样渴慕的话心赐给我们，是愿意有耐心的来接受圣灵的引导和开启。主耶稣，谢谢你，这样打开这本书就好，就是与你同住在天上。谢谢你爱我们，没有一样的福分，没有一样的好处不赐给我们。谢谢，谢谢大家为李长老明天的化疗啊，礼拜五的回诊祷告。真的是谢谢这许多的祷告，如同香柏木棒围绕着我们，十分的平安，充满了感谢，在领受大家的爱。这样祷告，感谢奉主的名求，阿门，
阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
The Lord Jesus is here.
主耶稣在这里。
He has a Christmas present for you.
他有一个圣诞礼物要给你。
It's his own word.
就是他自己的话语。
Receive it.
来领受他。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence.
Hallelujah. 谢谢你主，谢谢你的同在。
We just close in His presence.
我们就在他的同在里结束。